Okay, so imagine this. You pull up to your favorite campsite, miles from the nearest outlet, and instead of having to rely on like a noisy, smelly generator, you can just plug your coffee maker right into your electric car. Sounds pretty futuristic, right?
It does.
But this is the reality we're diving into today. How electric vehicles are changing the energy game with things like V2L and V2G. I know what you're thinking. V2, what? Don't worry, we'll explain it all. We're going to unpack vehicle-to-load, that's V2L, and vehicle-to-grid, which is V2G. Two innovations that could transform not just how we drive, but really how we power our lives.
What's so interesting about this is that we're thinking beyond just the EV as a vehicle. It's becoming part of a larger ecosystem, a larger energy ecosystem.
So let's start with V2L, which is basically turning your EV into a giant power bank, but it's on wheels. And our sources are highlighting some really cool uses for this. I mean, that camping scenario I mentioned earlier, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Imagine you're a contractor and you can power your tools right off your truck at the job site.
Right.
Or a power outage hits, and instead of scrambling for candles, you're running your refrigerator and appliances seamlessly off your car's battery.
Exactly. And it's not just about convenience, it's about resilience. V2L means we can be prepared for the unexpected.
Totally.
Whether it's a natural disaster or just a power grid hiccup.
Yeah, and it's not just about big appliances either. We're talking about everything from charging laptops and phones to powering an electric grill for a tailgate party. I even saw that people are using it to jumpstart other EVs. They're calling it vehicle-to-vehicle, or V2V.
It's interesting how this really challenges how we think about how and where we access energy. And while it's great to see V2L becoming more common, there's this one car, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's noteworthy because it's not just equipped with V2L, but it's also one of the few models that's currently offering V2G capabilities.
Oh, absolutely. And that is where things get really, really interesting. We're talking about a complete paradigm shift in how we think about the relationship between our cars and the power grid.
Yeah.
With V2G, your electric vehicle doesn't just take energy from the grid, it can send it back.
Exactly. Imagine a future where instead of just being passive consumers of electricity, EV owners can actively participate in managing the grid, even selling energy back during peak demand periods. This two-way flow of energy is at the heart of V2G.
Okay, so before we get too far ahead of ourselves, can you break down how this two-way charging actually works? Because I'll admit, it sounds a bit like magic to me.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely a bit more complex than your typical one-way charging. For V2G to work, your EV needs to have this special inverter that allows it to convert the DC power that's stored in the battery back to AC power that can then be fed into the grid. And this requires some pretty sophisticated communication protocols between your car, the charging station, and the grid itself. Got to make sure everything is synchronized and operating safely.
So it's not as simple as just plugging in your car and calling it a day. There's a lot of technical wizardry happening behind the scenes.
A lot of technical wizardry.
Okay, so we've talked about V2L, we've talked about V2G, but for our listeners out there, what are the real-world benefits of this technology? What's the upside?
Well, one of the most significant benefits is the potential for V2G to actually improve grid stability and reliability, particularly as we see a greater reliance on renewable energy sources like solar and wind.
So give me an example. How would that work?
Okay. Picture a scorching summer day and everybody's blasting their AC right, putting a huge strain on the grid. With V2G, a whole fleet of EVs could act like this giant distributed battery releasing stored energy back into the grid during those peak demand periods. And that could prevent blackouts and brownouts.
Wow, so it's like turning our cars into mini power plants, ready to jump into action when the grid needs them most.
That's a great way to put it.
That's incredible.
It's not just about preventing blackouts, though. V2G could also help smooth out the natural inconsistency of renewable energy sources.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. So when we have this abundance of solar or wind power, we need a way to store that energy for when it's not readily available. And that's where V2G-enabled EVs can play a key role, acting as a buffer for the grid.
So when the sun's beaming down, your car could be soaking up that solar energy, and then when the sun sets, it could release that stored power back to the grid.
Exactly.
It's a closed loop.
It's a fascinating example of how V2G could help us create a more resilient and sustainable energy future.
This is all incredibly exciting, but I have to ask the question that's probably on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
What about the battery? I mean, all this charging and discharging, wouldn't that wear out an EV's battery faster, especially with something as demanding as V2G?
It's a really important question, and it's something that researchers are looking into. It's true that frequent charging and discharging can put stress on a battery and impact its lifespan, but it's not quite as simple as that. There was this study from the University of Warwick. They found that actually in certain V2G scenarios, you might see a slight improvement in the battery lifespan.
Really?
Yeah, because in some cases, that controlled charging and discharging can help to balance the battery cells, which could actually extend their overall life.
Wow. So it's not a given that V2G is going to shorten your battery's life.
Exactly. And we also have to remember that battery technology is constantly improving. Car companies are coming out with new, more durable and more efficient batteries all the time. And some of these batteries are being specifically designed with V2G in mind.
So it sounds like with V2G, there are a lot of potential benefits. But are there any downsides or challenges that we should be aware of?
Well, while the potential is huge, there are some hurdles that we still have to overcome. We talked a bit about the technical side, but there are also policy and regulatory considerations. For example, for V2G to really take off, we need standardized protocols across the board.
So kind of like how we have universal charging ports for smartphones now.
Exactly. We need that same level of interoperability between different EV models and the charging infrastructure so that any V2G-enabled vehicle can plug in and communicate with the grid seamlessly no matter who made it.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I imagine cybersecurity is a big concern with all of this, right? If our cars are essentially talking to the power grid, we need to make sure that that communication is secure.
Absolutely robust cybersecurity measures are going to be crucial for V2G. I mean, the last thing we want is someone hacking into the power grid through their electric car, right?
Yeah, that would not be good. So it sounds like a lot of stars need to align for V2G to become mainstream.
They do. But the good news is we are seeing significant progress. Governments around the world are recognizing the potential of V2G, and they're creating policies to support its development.
Are there any countries that are leading the charge, so to speak, in terms of V2G adoption?
Yeah, Denmark is a great example. They've launched numerous pilot programs, and they're heavily investing in the infrastructure and regulations that are needed for widespread V2G deployment.
And what about China? They're obviously making huge strides in both electric vehicles and renewable energy.
Absolutely. China sees V2G as a really crucial part of their plan to modernize their energy grid and to move away from fossil fuels. They're really putting their money where their mouth is, investing heavily in V2G technology, and they're rolling out some very ambitious deployment plans.
It's really incredible to see how this technology is being embraced and developed all around the globe. And it seems like while each country might take a different approach towards V2G adoption, the end goal is the same. A cleaner and more sustainable energy future.
Absolutely. And that brings us to an important point. Even if we clear all the technical and regulatory hurdles, the success of V2G is ultimately going to depend on individual EV owners like you and me.
That makes sense. It's like any new technology. It needs people to embrace it for it to really make a difference.
Exactly. Imagine a scenario where utility companies incentivize EV owners to participate in V2G programs. You know, they could offer financial rewards for allowing their car batteries to be used for grid services.
So your car could be making you money while it just sits in your garage. That's a pretty compelling incentive.
I think so. And beyond the financial aspect, there's the potential for V2G to change how we view our own roles in the energy ecosystem. Instead of just being passive consumers, we become active participants, even micro-entrepreneurs contributing to a more decentralized and democratized energy grid.
I love that idea. It's empowering to think that our everyday choices, like what kind of car we drive, can have a real impact on creating a cleaner and more sustainable future.
Absolutely. And it opens up some really interesting possibilities for the future of transportation and mobility. For example, imagine this. You pull into a parking garage, plug in your car, and not only does it charge, but it also feeds energy back into the building.
Yeah.
So you could offset your parking costs or even earn credits.
Wow. That would certainly change how I feel about those parking fees. It really seems like we're on the verge of a major shift in how we generate, distribute, and consume energy. And EVs are playing a central role in all of this.
We are. And while there are challenges ahead, the potential benefits of V2L and V2G are just too significant to ignore. It's a really exciting time to be following these developments.
You know what? I think you're right. It's really amazing to think that something as simple as plugging in our cars could be a part of this like huge energy revolution.
Yeah, it is.
But for like the average person listening, who's maybe thinking about getting an EV sometime down the road, what you say is the key takeaway here?
I think the biggest takeaway is that electric vehicles aren't just about transportation anymore. They're becoming essential parts of a smarter and more sustainable energy ecosystem.
Right, like knowing that my car could power my house during an outage or even help stabilize the entire grid, that's pretty amazing.
It is, and it goes beyond just the practical benefits, too. V2G has the potential to really flip the script on the traditional energy model, you know, putting the power literally and figuratively back in the hands of individuals.
Instead of just being passive consumers of energy, we become active participants, shaping a cleaner, more decentralized energy future.
Exactly. And as these technologies continue to develop, it's really exciting to think about what the future holds. Imagine a world where fleets of electric buses not only transport people, but also provide grid services while they're not in use. Or think about electric delivery trucks that are helping to balance the grid while they're parked, making those deliveries more efficient and sustainable.
It's really incredible to think about the ripple effect that this could have on so many different industries and aspects of our lives.
It really is. We're at a turning point in how we generate, distribute, and consume energy, and EVs are right at the center of it all.
Well said. And for our listeners who want to learn more about V2L, V2G, and the future of electric vehicles, we've got links to all of our sources in the show notes. So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with something to think about. If your car could actually earn you money while it's parked, just sitting there in your garage, how would that change the way you think about transportation and energy? Would you be more likely to make the switch to an EV, knowing that it could be a valuable asset and not just a vehicle? Until next time, keep those batteries charged and your minds open to the possibilities.